years since you last came to England and played. What have you been doing since?
Trying to get the right group to play my music.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it takes a long time to get to play what I do. Now I have the perfect thing. Wait till they hear this group.
You reckon this group is better than any band you've had before?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
So how do you go about finding musicians to play your music? Is it difficult?
Well, I've had the people that are with me, Jeff Morris Tepper, the slide guitar player. I've had him for 5 years. I met him up in Trinidad, California, just before the Oregon border, where I was living. Then, a friend of mine now, that was at a lot of my concerts, named Eric Drew Feldman, bass and synthesizer and piano. I've had these two people for about 5 years, you see, but now I have another fellow that just joined me that has been listening to me since he was 11 years old, and he's a slide guitar player named Brave Midnight Hat Size Snyder, Winnebago Sioux Indian. And German, yeah.
So does he actually play on this album?
No, I just got him. Mm-hmm. Another fellow that played on this album, Drumbo, played guitar, but had never been on the stage playing guitar, and decided that he'd do something else, so I got this guy.
Drumbo is actually John French, yeah. Who has been with you a long, long time,
yeah.
On and off.
Yeah, on drums.
Yeah.
Now, he left. He was on this album that I just did, Dock at the Radar Station for Virgin. He left, and the fellow that I have now is Brave Midnight Hat Size Snyder, Winnebago Sioux Indian.
And he came along with that name. You didn't christen him with that.
Oh, I did, of course. And his name is Richard Snyder.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's good. He's the best with this. He's a great player and slide player, and learn all of this stuff in 3 weeks. 38 tunes.
Yeah.
He knew a lot of them, but the new album, he learned all of that recently. I mean, well, 3 weeks.
Legend has it that the Magic Band who recorded Tramp Mass Replica with you,
yes,
that you actually taught them everything on that record.
Of course I did. I mean, how could they play? I mean, of course I taught them. I taught everything I play, I have to teach.
You mean that they weren't experienced musicians before they came to you, or they just hadn't played anything like your music before?
Well, they hadn't played anything like my music, and they weren't that experienced musicians before they came with me, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is it very difficult to get people to think along your lines? I mean, what are the demands of your...
Of course, it's hard to think along my lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to think along anybody's lines.
Yeah.
I want it exactly the way I want it. Any composer, I would think, would want it that way. They play it. I mean, they're excellent players. They're great players. I'm doing the music. I want it exactly the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't deviate at all. Don't you think that somebody like Stravinsky, for instance, don't you think that it would annoy him if somebody bent a note the wrong way?
Yeah.
Or use a purple bow on a violin when you want a red bow, yeah, or a green bow. Being simplistic, I mean, there's a lot of other colors.